Hey, how are you?
Peekaboo.
Daughter of mine.
This meeting started.
How do I get out of her kitchen?
Bev, Donna, Madden, me and you. All right, I gotta get this plugged in somewhere off here.
Find studs.
I might just go get.
It just smells kind of pissy. I Mary Court. Mary Court.
Test. Albert, can you hear me?
Yep.
You'll have to unmute, please. Just for a second.
I can hear you.
Okay, I heard you too, Bev.
Yeah, it's loud and clear, Diane.
Okay, signing off. Everybody needs to mute, please.
That's her house. Whose house? Bev's.
I don't
know.
Albert and Leslie, would you mute your microphones, please?
Hey, pretty good. How are you? Doing all right? You doing all right? Glad it's over. Mixed feelings. Yeah. Yeah. I know. I know when I retired from the bank, I just thought I was going to die. I didn't get to see my same people I see every day. And, you know, it's just, it's heartbreaking when you work with them and then you're not, you know. No, she's got COBA. Yeah, well, yeah, she's still quarantined. Yeah, I'm holding my own. How about you? And the policies that go in here, right?
We haven't done anything with it for 5 years.
It's just the policies. It's not that he was fixing. Yeah. I'd be glad to help you. Okay. But these all come out. Our accounts and stuff. I'm not surprised. Sure, I'd be glad to. It is what it is. Thank you, Mr. Kraft. Leslie Arling, can you hear me? Leslie, we need you to mute your microphone, please.
Thank you.
happening. Anything? Same old.
No, you did. Yes. Behind you. No, I meant top. You did.
What's that?
Look in that room. Oh. Look in that green thing.
Yeah, put the mask on. The glasses, you can't see.
No,
nobody's in there.
It's very easy.
Really?
There is no agenda. And I'm looking for you.
There's Bob.
There's the chair right there walking to it.
Yeah, I remember the argument going on and them going at it. Are we going to start having cops at the meeting all the time? Oh, this is the new owner. Cost a lot of money. Wow. Have you met any of these new people? I haven't either.
This will be set up. I'll run it. You get 3 minutes. But all I do is hit start. And then I stop. And you set. And there you go. Okay. You may not have to. We haven't. I'm just saying.
Right.
Call to order the meeting of Port Malabar Holiday Park Mobile Home Park Recreational District.
Take your mask off.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. I'll do it again. Is this better?
Yep.
Okay. Calling the meeting to order for the Port Malabar Holiday Park Mobile Home Park Recreational District. My name is Richard Brooks, and I've been appointed the chair. You're welcome. Please put your mask up. I have to speak in the mic.
You're 6 foot away, too.
This meeting, instead of having a real agenda like we would normally have, I want to have it a little looser. I would like to hear information very similar to that meeting that the residents had when they were concerned about the deed restrictions. I have a few other things I have to address. And they're not in order again. Oh, thank you. That's what I'm looking for is my paperwork. I'm looking for my paperwork. Let's see, the energy. Yeah.
Next agenda anywhere
people. No, I really have it right here, but thank you. Say a prayer for our friends. I'm gonna ask you for a lot of prayers from you for me. This is not an easy job, as we've all said before. So, dear Lord, please give me the strength and the wisdom to make decisions that will affect the life of the members of this park. Please keep everybody safe in this. Those that are sick, please make them well. Our first responders and our veterans, please bring them home and make them safe. Thank you. Amen. Pledge allegiance. Roll call, please.
Chairman Richard Brooks.
Here.
First Vice Chairman Karen Allen.
Present.
Second Vice Chairman Gary Vincent.
Present.
Secretary Carol Summers. Present. Treasurer Keith Richer.
Here.
Assistant Treasurer Mark Boda.
Present.
Assistant Secretary Paul Goblet.
Present.
Trustee Harry Steimer.
Trustee? Did you say trustee?
Yeah.
Very trusted trustee.
Okay. Here.
And due to illness, Cherie Morris will not be with us this evening.
Thank you. I wish to thank Officer Troy Smith for joining us this evening.
I'm sorry, would you repeat his name?
Troy Smith.
Troy Smith?
Yep, T-R-O-Y.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And I want to thank you all for coming. I'm going to start something that most people don't do. Anybody had a birthday this month? Happy birthday to you. anybody that has an anniversary this month, think about if your wedding was tomorrow, would you show up? It's an old joke. I want to talk about why, after being in this position for 20 minutes, I had to make a decision to close down everything. As I left the through the door there, I was told a number of people that were at the New Year's party supposedly knew that they had been exposed and did nothing about it. That's a rumor. I didn't know whether it was truth or not, but as I left out the door, there was a gentleman standing there that looked confused, and I asked him if I could help him, and he said, yeah, he would like to report that he and his friends were at that party, and at least two of them had tested positive, and several other were no longer feeling well. That's the reason I decided we need to close this place down. But before I did it, I went and I called Palm Bay, which, you know, God bless their police department, Mr. Smith, Officer Smith. But after being bucked all around, I ended up in the utility department. The guy said, what am I supposed to tell you? So I ended up calling Brevard County, who immediately sent me down to a lady by the name of Angie, who is involved with infectious diseases. And I explained what went on. And she said, well, just so you know, if about 90% of the bugs, that's what she called them, in this area were probably already dead and not wouldn't affect any. But she said it's that 10% that are extra strong that'll get you. And her suggestion was, well, it wasn't a suggestion, it was almost a demand, shut it down and sanitize it. And I mentioned the pool and the restroom. She said, shut it all down. In hindsight, I should have opened the pool up the next day after they sanitized the restrooms. But that's why I shut it down. And most people that I've talked to said I made the right decision. And as everything, some people said no. Communicating. I found it very difficult to try to communicate this information. I was told, oh, put it on The Happening. Put it on channel 732. By the time it got on there, we would be back open again. I did get an email from, I believe her name is Mrs. Ashley. She said, put it on holidayparkflorida.com. You know, I got to be honest here. I've looked at that website a number of times. I never noticed it was there. Even after she told me it was there, I didn't see it until I looked the second time. And then it turns out that there's really nobody updating that, nobody keeping it up. So we need to come up with a better way of doing that. It's been suggested maybe we do a email burst or something of that idea. And after all, I get done talking here and we can move on with other stuff. These are some ideas I'd like to hear from you folks. What can we do to make it better? What do we need to improve your health? Staying with the COVID, let's face it, folks. You are the people, if you don't wear a mask, if you know you don't feel good, oh, I only have a cold, stay home. $25 ticket that you lost is nothing if you lost a friend. Or like I lost my nephew's wife, wouldn't get the shot. At 45, 48 years old, she's now in the ground. God, as she said, would take care of her. One of the other things, just so we don't bring it up, we will not be addressing anything to do with the deed restrictions. That's been done. It's been voted upon. Many of you know that I wasn't 100% for it. It's done. We aren't going to talk about it. It's caused too much controversy in this park. We need time to heal. One other thing that I need to bring out, according to Florida law, guns are not allowed in this building when we are in session. And according to our rules, they are not allowed to be in this room. Okay. That's pretty much what I have to say. Let's see, we got to go to... We need to do some approval of the minutes. I don't believe we approved 12:27 minutes, or, of course, we haven't approved 04. So, motion to approve 12:27:22 or 21.
I'd like to make a motion that we approve the minutes for December 27th as written.
I second it.
Trustee comments? Public comments? All in favor, raise your right hand. Opposed? That's 8-0. I need a motion to approve January 4th, 2022 minutes. Trustee comments?
Can't do comments.
Oh, I'm sorry. We've got to wait for the motion. You're right. I'm in. I'll make the motion that we approve.
I'll second the motion.
Trustee comments?
I think in there there was a statement that said filled seats 3 and 6. Or 3 and 7 or something like that. I ran for seat 9.
I'm sorry, I can't understand you.
He's 9.
In the minutes, when myself and Terry Steimer came up, I thought I saw that it said it filled positions 3 and 7 or 3 and 5. I ran for position 9, group 9.
Okay, so...
That's not in the minutes, but it's in the position.
Yeah.
So your seat 9, does that need to be recorded in the minute?
It's on the appointment of trustees to seat 3 and 7. It's.
Is that something in the minutes?
No, it's actually not. In,
not in the because he's listed.
I think what you ran for seat 9, correct?
And that's where he's listed.
So he is listed as seat 9. The appointment for trustees was to seat 3 and 7, which would have been Mr. Vincent and the seat that Ms. Regas was asked to be appointed to.
Okay.
So it does show that and reflect it correctly for you.
You're correct there. Public comments.
Sorry.
Approve. Raise your right hand. 8-4. 8-4.
Motion carried.
Okay. I really don't find any old business that we can bring up right now. Do you have anything that you would like to bring up, Karen? Or Karen? Carol?
I'm sorry. Can you excuse me for a moment?
Sure.
Can the assistant secretary take over for the secretary?
Okay. Take your time.
So we have no old business? No old business?
I don't know of any old business.
Just say unless somebody has
some. Yeah, there is no old business, I guess.
We didn't Approved. Never mind.
Do you have any dinner?
I found it.
Okay.
Approved.
All right.
Well, I think I have some old business. I do, I think.
Oh, okay.
I think I had some old business. You can't hear me? Everybody hear me?
When you're talking, take your mask off, please. Because
about three meetings ago, the issue was raised relative to the projects that would be on the agenda for the board as well as the development, and how much money we should set aside for each one of these projects. I raised that issue because we were going to be talking about it and almost voting on it, and I didn't feel like we should be voting on it at the time because I thought that, one, those issues should be set to a standard. For example, an order. In order to have the, if you're going to spend, you know, $500,000 for road resurfacing, I would think that would be pretty much the top of the agenda kind of thing for the, for those items. So I went through it and I thought, well, wait a minute. You've also, whoever did this, I guess, Keith, maybe Cherie, she set aside roads repair $100,000. Now, you know, you're not going to buy anything in road repair for $100,000. So then my thinking was these things like infrastructure, recreation building, water, sewer lines, air conditioning replacement, pool repair and replacement, roads repair, parking lot repair, blacktop, gatehouse renovation. I'm not even sure what renovation is going to be going at the gatehouse. But my thoughts were we ought to have a better idea of how much these things are costing, if going to cost us, if we're setting aside money for each category.
The Terry,
yes.
They're basically, from what I remember on that, where we just took the money that we have already in reserve and divided it up among some of the areas. We haven't got a total number of what it will cost or what we should be shooting for to repair them yet.
Exactly, Keith. I
so I mean,
that.
Those numbers even they will not take care of the whole project, but that's what we've kind of assigned the extra money we have now to different places, so you can kind of see where we have reserve funds.
Well, my question then is how will we know once we reach?
Sure. Cherie is putting that. Cherie has been putting that together, getting some projects and working with the bookkeeper and stuff to get that done. But she hasn't been around this week.
Okay.
So we are working on getting a pretty close number. We hope to what it will cost. Estimate.
All right. One, I think that should be the board's responsibility.
Well, I mean, she's just getting numbers together. And it will
Two, I think that bids could accommodate these numbers. If you got a bid on a blacktop and part of this road, you know, half or a quarter or a third, and you know how much it's going to be in terms of length per linear foot or length per square foot, then you could come up with a doggone figure
now,
of how much money we're going to need.
Now, the thing that we ran into problems with that before is some of these projects aren't going to be done for 2 or 3 years.
I understand that, Keith.
And people don't want to step up and take time to give you a bid that they're all it is for our information. They're not going. We ran into trouble 2 or 3 years ago. When we would say, oh, well, we get a bid on this, and we get 2 or 3 bids, and we decide, oh, that ain't it. So we wouldn't do it. And then 6 months later, we get another 2 or 3. And people said, no, we're not doing any more bids for you.
I've been thinking about it quite a bit. You're only going to get one bid for road repair, for example. We don't need 3 bids or whatever this point in time.
No,
at this point in time, it's not going to be done.
We do
take it
need,
easy now.
What Terry's saying is if we do the project, yeah, you need three bits. But just to get information, no, yeah. You don't need three bits.
And then you know that road repair is a petroleum product. You know, price is going to be raised on that every year. So you just jump that price 3, 5, 10% every year until you see yourself coming to the end where you think, we've got enough money to make road repair. Maybe we ought to do it. Okay, that's my thought.
Yeah, and Sheree was doing that, but got lost. When somebody left the office, it got lost.
Okay, I want to do it, is what I'm saying.
But yeah, and she's working on it again. The paperwork, okay.
Am I the only one to think maybe the board should be?
No. She's trying to get us some numbers that the board can vote on. Having those limits, what they would be.
Yeah, I want to do it. Hey, I want to know how much money we're going to need.
Talk to Sheree, and no problem. She'd like people that will do the legwork for her.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll be glad to do it. Thanks.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. That's that.
Okay.
Old business.
Any other board member wish to speak?
I do have something. First off, I want to apologize. I thought I could get through tonight without being a blubber butt, but when you started talking about COVID, I owe you all an explanation. I just lost someone last night to COVID.
Oh, God.
And so I apologize for not being able to maintain my composure. I thought I could do it. I'm operating on no sleep, and I don't mean to be a crybaby.
You know, have no need to apologize.
But to speak on business, as you all know, Sheree had asked me a while back to look into our Spectrum contract and to start working on the proposal for this year because our contract expires at the end of this year. And as many of you know, we do have AT&T in the park. However, AT&T does not do bulk billing. If you want AT&T, you're going to have to pay for it yourself. They do have good services. Their internet's a little better than what Spectrum offers, but it's out of your pocket only. The park can't pay for it because they don't offer that service to us. I have been working with Spectrum. They have given me a nice quote, but I do want to let you guys know that it's going to double in price. And the reason for that is because currently we have one node in the park that handles 700 homes. That one node is completely outdated. That's why you find your AT&T going out your Spectrum going out quite often are getting very poor service. They are planning on coming in and adding new nodes, between 4 and 5 additional at a tune to $250,000. As such, we are going to have to cover that cost. That's why our price is going to go up. They are offering us some beneficial things for the increase in price. And I don't want to go into the price tonight, but I want to share this with you so you can start thinking about whether we want to continue with working with them. They're going to offer us more channels. They're going to offer us higher internet speed because the new nodes are going to be able to bring that into us. They're going to offer better Wi-Fi services, and we're going to end up getting 2 boxes per household, set boxes. One box will be a DVR recorder so that you can record things now. You can't do that. The other box will be a basic system. The longer we wait to update our program, even though it doesn't expire until the end of the year, the more expensive it's going to become. The quote that they gave me within the last couple of months, chances are has probably already gone up because it's just the fact of life. Everything is increasing no matter what we do. So be thinking about how important this is. We don't have to take the extra channels, but they are offering them to us. Even if we don't take the extra channels, our price is going to go up. It makes no difference. But I think if we're going to have to pay the extra price, we might go ahead and accept those nicer, more illustrious channels that you don't get right now. So be thinking about that because I am going to continue to work with Donna Oakenhaus. I'd like to bring her in to do a presentation so you all understand the reasoning why the price increase is there and what they're going to give us. please let us know your feedback on that so I can continue to move forward on your behalf.
Thank you. One quick question. Are we talking about another 10-year contract?
We can do a 5-year extension. We can do a 10-year extension.
Okay.
If we do the extension, we're locked in. Now, the one thing that we have to think about is if they lock us into a 10-year, they could lock us into an increase every other year or something along that line.
Every year. This contract.
The one we've got now has been every year.
Every year, 5%. Mm-hmm. And so, inflation hasn't been that way.
You got to think about it because it is an expense. It's an expense that we can maintain, but you got to let us know how you feel about it if you want to. And I checked with them too. And of the 700 homes in the park, I think she told me it was 395 homes have DVRs. So that's why they're going to offer us the DVR. So you will no longer have to pay for that piece of equipment. It will be part of the packet that you get from the park. So there's some benefits that will come to you. So to actually save you in the long run, it will save you money. It will cost the park a little more, but it will save the resident money. And then we would get a $150 rebate per home that signs up. That will at the sign-up time, because they will have to come in and take everything out and put everything new. You can't keep any of the old stuff. It's obsolete. The other drawback, 732 is obsolete. It will be gone. We cannot keep it no matter what happens. It will be gone. That system and that lining is completely obsolete. It's very old. It costs them a fortune to keep it going, and we will no longer have that. Nothing we can do about it. AT&T doesn't even offer it, even if they wanted to do something along that line, but we're going to lose 732.
Well, that was on my list. Thank you for bringing it up to date.
Thank you.
And you, Carol, you'll continue to work on that, correct?
Yes, I will continue to work on it as long as you guys permit to. AT&T is fiber optic underground, yes. And it's a good program. I currently have AT&T. I've never had the Spectrum program in the park. We just didn't have it. We had something else. But
is this price going to be for the cable and the
cable
internet
and Wi-Fi and everything? Yeah, you get them all. It doesn't include your phone. If you want a phone, that phone's going to be separate. But it'll be your cable and your Wi-Fi or your internet.
Right.
And the two set boxes.
Right now, we're just paying for the.
You're getting very
cable.
Basic. Yeah, you're getting very basic, and you get the cable.
Right.
That's it.
Right.
The new packet would include everything, so in the long run, it would save the residents money. It would cost the park a little more money.
Yeah.
But the program that you would be getting would be twice as nice. Yeah. So that's the thought to be thinking.
My Spectrum Wi-Fi bill just went to $80 a month.
Well, it wouldn't be that much. It's less than that, but I think he would be happy with what you could get. But you'd still have to pay for your phone.
Yeah. Thank you, Carol. I appreciate it.
I have a question for Carol.
I'm sorry, Mark.
And those are really the only two choices we have is AT&T because they run fiber optic and Spectrum because they're already in the park.
That's right. We do not have any other cable service in the area. We don't have Comcast. It hasn't come this way yet. I know there's Comcast in part of the state, but we don't have it in our area. So those are the only two options.
Carol, what about residents like you and I who don't take any Brighthouse services, Spectrum services, but we do business with AT&T, would our assessment still charge us whether we take it or not?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
It's part of the assessment. It makes no difference. So my recommendation would be if you really like AT&T, stay with them. That's a personal choice. But for the price and the channels that you're going to get from Spectrum and what they're offering right now and the increase in speed, because they're going to be bringing you way up in your internet speed, way up. They're going to go from 100 megabytes to 500 in your household. So that's a big increase. Consider going to Spectrum because you're going to have a nice package.
Okay. Thank you.
And would they negotiate a Wi-Fi and a non-Wi-Fi? Because you're talking about covering the park, covering the Wi-Fi, right?
They're not negotiating anything separate. They want to keep it. They want to keep it bundled. They're offering you the bundle for the better package because if they break it down, then the customer is going to end up paying a higher amount. Our resident would pay.
I mean,
a much higher amount.
Right now, from what we get, what they're giving us a year ago, what they said they would add Wi-Fi for is really more than I'm paying for AT&T separately now.
Right.
And I'm just wondering if they would. You're saying, telling me they're really not going to, they don't really want to break it down to separate Wi-Fi out.
They would prefer not to. I think it's going to be, if you want cable, you're going to have cable. Mm-hmm. If you want cable and internet, they're going to bundle it for you because it's going to be cheaper for you, the resident. If you don't want the internet, then nobody gets the internet. You have to pay for your own internet.
So the internet would become a retail for each person.
Right.
But I guess my thing is this, for what it costs the park to pay for it, if AT&T is still cheaper than what they're bundling into it.
No, AT&T would not be cheaper.
It wouldn't. Okay.
No. I can tell you right now, you're paying $28.95 right now, almost $30. And it's been going up 5% each year.
Yes.
And we haven't gotten our increase yet for this year because
we just got it.
Was last year, so mm-hmm. it's going to be like over $30. And for $50, we can get twice as much. So it is going to go up, but you're going to have twice the tech channels, and you're going to have your Wi-Fi, and you're going to have the two set boxes versus okay. the one little small.
So I mean, what I'm saying is you've looked at all, and you're usually pretty thorough. So
yes,
I just
I've looked
asked.
At it, okay. and I think it's an impressive packet. And I may consider going to Spectrum if we decide to take it. But yeah. think about it. And if you want us to move forward, I'll continue to move forward.
Yeah. I understand that we have to make a decision by June. Is that correct?
The sooner we make a decision, the better off we are, because the longer we okay. wait, the higher it's going to go.
So
if we do a decision within the next few months and we lock it in, we're locked into the price. The longer we wait, the higher, like I said, the more the risk, the higher the price.
One quick question. I thought it ended at the end of this year, too, and then somebody was telling me, no, it ends at the end of 22 or
ends
23.
The end of 2022, this year. As yeah. of
December. So in January of 23, we have another form. We have to have something else.
We have
for that.
To have something in place, I would say, by June at the latest, in order for us to have the contract to move forward.
So I'd like to make a suggestion. We talk to your contact, and maybe she come in and give us a presentation. As you so suggested,
I will contact Donna and I will arrange for a presentation. So I will let your chairman know when we can get her in, and I would like you guys to come and ask questions. I think it would be beneficial.
Carol, did you say that the upfront to put in the infrastructure to upgrade that would be covered in the cost, or that would be separate?
No. The cost to upgrade the system is being borne by Spectrum. But because Spectrum has to spend $250,000 to upgrade our park,
okay, I understand.
We're going to bear the cost in the long run. Now, they are giving us that feedback, $150 per home, so we'll get money back, sign-up money, which we're going to get this nice bonus back for the first year. But we're going to end up having to absorb that just like gas prices going up, so your food prices go up because it costs more to deliver this and it costs more to do that. Well, it's the same concept.
I don't believe in inflation.
I don't like that we have to do that, but unfortunately,
just,
it's a fact of business.
When you say they're going to put the cost back on in our payments, will our payments go down after that's covered?
I couldn't tell you that. You didn't say that. That's something to
think
about,
and I'm not expecting you to answer it. I'm just saying, I'm throwing that out there.
It would be nice, but I don't know. Remember, when our contract was written by Time Warner and Bright House, and Time Warner and Bright House are out of existence, and Spectrum now owns it. Spectrum's more expensive, and they're more updated, and they're using all kinds of different technology that is more expensive overall. So
okay,
just think about it, okay?
Let's give people, you got any questions out there before we move on, or did
you?
Oh, I know you.
We are setting up a time when they can come in, right, Carol?
Yes, yeah. I will have an appointment. I'll call her and set up an appointment.
Sherry Moore, Vista Court. Maybe we, when you have them, are you going to have them come in during a trustee meeting or at a separate time? Is there
I
a preference?
It would be up to whatever he wants to do, and I
will converse with you on it.
Yeah.
What would you?
I don't know. That's what I'm just saying. That's just one of the thoughts. And also, I'm wondering, can we ask them so that they come prepared? What Keith had said about internet or no internet, have them come with here's what it's going to cost if we only give you upgraded cable. Here's what it's going to cost if we give you cable and internet. And then people can hear those numbers and find out how it's going to affect our bottom line, each and every home. And ask them, we realize it's an upfront cost for them and maybe you're building that into our initial fee. And after a year or two or 3 years, when they've recouped that $250, would they be willing to then give us some kind of a reduction? I mean, even if it's only a few dollars a month.
Said that.
And what happens if, like, what happens if they're in, we're paying for this internet, we get on this contract, and it, what word do I want to use? I don't want to use that.
Inadequate.
It stinks. What if the internet is absolutely horrible? What's our recourse that we say to them, we're not getting online like you promised that we could. Now we don't want your internet because it's not worth what we're paying for it.
Well, I guess we have to put
that's because I can cancel a contract with AT&T if my internet stinks. I can say, I don't want you anymore. I'm going somewhere else. If this internet stinks and we're stuck paying an extra $50 a month for it, we're stuck paying an extra $50 a month.
I think it's called a contract. Once it's signed, you're stuck with it. Well, that's, you know, I don't know many places that when you sign a contract.
They're also breaking it if it doesn't, if it's not up to par. Either.
Yeah. Well.
Right. If it's not giving us what we, what are they promising us and are we, if we're not getting what, if it doesn't meet our expectations or what they promise us, that's, I guess that's what our, my question would be.
Then I would think that they would be in breach of contract because if they're going to promise us, let's say, for example, we're going from 100 megabytes of speed to 500 megabytes of speed, which is what she said we should be able to get. And they don't deliver that because their nodes that they put in for $250,000 are not enough. They should have put in 10 versus 5, for example. Then I think they would in turn be in breach of contract because they're not providing what they agreed to provide within the contract.
Okay. But
the thing that you think about now, there are people in the park who have AT&T and are not using Spectrum. We do not get a break. Our contract says that we're signing up 700 homes. We're paying for 700 homes. Regardless of whether it's only 500 homes that are using Spectrum, we're still paying for the 700. We don't get a break. We have to make it. It's either we sign you up when we do the new contract and you say you're going to use it, and then we start out with this, or we start out with 300 and 300 using AT&T, whichever you want, but it's going to affect how it flows. And it's going to affect the bonus, the sign-on bonus. The sign-on bonus is going to be per home that signs up in the beginning.
And $150 will get you two Burger Kings. By the time that
So there's a lot of things that we can look into, and I'll make sure that when she presents, if you'll write down some notes and get them to me, I'll make sure she presents it to you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Becky.
Oops.
Becky Ernest, 205 Burrell Circle. Carol, I believe in our last contract we got a credit for so many homes that we knew were vacant. Can we follow up on that and see if we can work something out with them again so that we don't pay for the full
Did mention that, Becky. That's already part of her consideration.
Okay.
If we know that we have vacant property or we know we have derelict homes, they're not going to put that into the count for the contract. They're going to put in active homes. And if you're a part-time resident, they will take into consideration that they can't set you up until you're here. There's things that they're going to be looking at. She's already considered all those aspects because she knows that we are a seasonal residential area.
Right.
Okay.
And so she's already put that into the concept.
Any more comments from
I have one. My own experience wanting to stay with AT&T, but no one has free basic cable here. I called to cancel my DirecTV. And challenged AT&T to show to me that it would be cost effective to stay with them. They give me a $50 a month discount. Now, I got to call them every year, once a year. I get 30 off my DirecTV, 20 off my internet. But AT&T Internet offers free HBO Max, which costs $15. Their DVRs, their Genies are free. And there's another difference. Bright Houses, unless they've upgraded since June, their DVR, you pay per DVR and per TV. Now, that might change. But you record in the living room, you can't watch it in the bedroom. You got to have another one, and you can only watch it where you record it in the room. Now, that could change. Their technology might allow them to change that. But I've been with AT&T for 20 years, so they do things for me they might not do to a brand new customer. I'm in the loyalty department or something. So it's costing me less than $10 more a month to have AT&T, two DVRs, internet, and my cell phone package.
And you can keep that if you want to pay for it.
Yeah.
But
they don't do bulk. But if they had 500 residents wanting, they like keeping customers. And, you know, so we might have options, but not as a bulk purchase contract.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, it took me 15 hours of sitting on the phone with AT&T to get nowhere.
Yeah. Mm.
15 hours, seven different representatives, only to be told, we don't do bulk. If it was all strictly phone, they would do phone, but that's all they do in bulk.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I think we're going to move on. I have no more questions, correct? We're all set? Okay. I have a few other things that I'd like to talk about. One of my big issues is health items. These concrete-lined drainage ditches, which are full of water, are nothing but breeding grounds for mosquitoes. And I understand that Sheree has made contact with the mowers, and they're going to do them as soon as they dry out. Guess what, folks? We got a half inch of rain today. Terry, going through old minutes, you back, I believe it was in 18, was expressing interest in doing something about that.
Yes, I was. Yes, I was. Because I'm interested in the drainage in this park. Yeah.
What I'd like to do is, and I'm going to call this stage one, is go out and take a look at them. And then come back and tell us what you think needs to be done. And eventually we will do a proposal on getting them fixed if that's what's required. But right today, let's only look at the concrete lined ones. I know the other ones need work also, but let's start somewhere and try to get it accomplished. Because I can't go over to Gary's house because he's got too many mosquitoes.
Yeah, well, that's Gary.
I'm
sorry. Okay, I do want to tell you, though, that on behalf of Sheree, since she's out, I called Flawless yesterday. I called Flawless yesterday and asked him about what they're going to do about the canal and when they're going to do it, because I want some sort of specific answer. And the owner, well, co-owner of the lawn company said that they will be here within 2 weeks.
You think?
That's what they said. And she was very positive.
Okay. Let's put that down on the calendar, folks, and see if that happens. The comments.
Speaking on the drainage ditches, and I know we're talking about the ones that are wide open.
That's just one.
Yeah, the ones that are coming over here. Just so you know, I was walking my dog the other day and happened to look into the ditch that's one of the ones that's in the middle of the road that's got the grades over them on Greenview Court. And guys, we have a tree growing in there. Honest to God, tree. It's about yay tall. So it's not just those ditches we need to think about, but we need to think about the ones with the grates too and how we can get those cleaned. Is that something that we could work into this?
And I agree with you, but this is why I'm calling this stage one. Let's get one part done. We'll address the next. The ditches are going to be worked on this year, period. And
by whom?
If we can afford it. I'm going to put that in. If we can afford it, we'll. But I want to do the ones that have standing water in it. It's not a healthy environment.
Do you have somebody lined up to do that?
I'm sorry?
Do you have someone lined up to do that?
Yeah, you.
Okay. Okay. All
right. I'm back to making decisions.
All right. I got it.
Terry is the plaid shirt, darling.
And I'm sure we can find a lot of help for you when and if you need it. But yeah. I'm out of town.
I got a bad back.
Yeah, yeah. Does anyone know if Mr. Addy is in park? Where? Mr. Addy, could I come and you and I sit down and discuss this? Because, you know, there's a bunch of blueprints in the office in there as to when this was laid out and what their plan was, I guess. So that would be okay? I can give you a call? Thank you very much. Thank you.
Okay, that's taken care of. Now Terry's got the roads. He's got the striping. You know, your wife's paying me for this to keep you out of the house.
She's a lovely woman. I'm telling you. Lovely.
Okay, the other area that over the time I've been on the board I've heard mentioned is mold around the swimming pool. I took the time to go over, and I happened to run into Earl the other day. And he was trying to clean it off again. And he was showing me that normally that's directly below the overhangs on the roof. Now, it can be one of two things. It can be diesel leftovers that's being washed in from 95, or it can truly be mold. My suggestion, and I'm going to ask Gary to look into this, is find a lab. Let's pull a sample on that and find out what it is and what it takes to get rid of it. If it's mold, let's get rid of it. You understand what I'm asking? That's stage one also, folks.
The pool deck you're talking about.
Yes.
Yeah, I was a little confused when I heard Cherie say they once used chlorine or whatever. I haven't been able to get rid of black mold, and I've had pools for 28 years. I have to use chlorine, but I don't use it full strength. So I don't know. I was like, well, there are other products, besides chlorine.
I want you to send a sample over with it. That's the only way we're going to know what it is and find the right product to get rid of it. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I don't see it enough that bothers me, but it's a health issue.
Mm. So. Yeah, it is.
Any trustees got comments? Mark?
I'm not sure I know what you're talking about.
Around the pool deck, every once in a while, this black mold or black something.
On the deck?
On the deck, on the bricks, on the bricks. Okay?
Don't ask me, have it.
Okay.
You know, and it rightfully, it's been brought up several times, and they power wash it off, and it's good for a few days. And let's find out what it is.
Where it's coming from.
Yeah, where it's – I mean, like I say, it may just be the residue of 95. I know a lot – my first house, I mean, you sprayed water up on the roof there, and it just poured black out. So that's it. Any statements or questions or – comments from the audience? No? Okay. I'm sorry?
Can't hear you.
Well, let's stick with that subject. I only have a couple more to go through. Again, the heaters on the pool are down. Maybe we need to look at the swimming pool heaters, find out the age and all that. One of the other things... Keith, do you, off the top of your head, know what it costs us for electricity? And is there a way we can determine how much of that is due to the heaters in the pool?
A lot.
Yeah, we have about 8 different accounts. I'll have to take a look at which one. Yeah.
I'd appreciate
it. Okay.
Because I'd like to.
Our big expense for electricity is the pool. The biggest expense and electricity is the pool and the air conditioner.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Well, I'd like to, as long as we're looking at stuff, and this is, again, a stage one, Paul, I'd like to have you, could you look into some alternative power sources? One of the things that really intrigues me is they have, they have solar wind ones. These are vertical. And the ones I see, they're apparently quite big in Europe. They're all decorated up. They look like a tulip. They look like a closed tulip. I don't know if that would be cost efficient. I don't know if, I'm not sure about in Florida whether they do a buyback if we overproduce.
Yes.
They do? That's great. But they're called tulip wind turbines. You know, you might want to take a look at them and
I've seen them
get some ideas. Again, it's stage one informational.
Yes, I've seen them already. I think, like for the pools, the best one would be probably the hot water, the solar pipes on the roof.
Yeah.
Well, put more up there. Why? I don't understand why we don't have more.
Well, I understand it has something to do with the material, the roofing material itself.
Well, what we talked about before is because of the roofs, well, you have a roofer put it up, and then they guarantee it.
Yeah, maybe we can use that slope of the overhangs.
Well, we can check into it.
I appreciate it.
Just real quickly, the largest Florida Power bill we have a month is $3,000.
So,
and that's just one of them.
Ouch.
We have seven other. The biggest one after that's about $1,500.
Okay. Now, one of the things I'd like to see brought in here is the ability to do a PowerPoint. When I sat where you guys were and Keith was doing his presentation on the monthly budget, half the time I would look around and nobody had the paperwork that could follow. But if it was projected up on a screen somewhere, you could see it. The presentation that she will be doing, if we have a screen back there, they can do it. If we want to, if HPPOA, right, Becky, want to have a New Year's party, they can project it up on the screen. It will cost us a little bit of money, but it'll also make us some money through the use of it. Karaoke can use it. Line dancing can use it. Well, we can't do a PowerPoint when we're doing Zoom.
Thank you.
Diane Bell, 293 Burrell Circle. We can do a PowerPoint while we're doing Zoom. We've already done it.
Okay.
Well, because you hook into the Zoom and then just share the screen. The people out in Zoom land will see whatever's being projected on the screen
that's
in here.
That's even better. Yeah.
So it is possible with the equipment that we have.
Yeah. So who would like to look at that?
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, I guess I'll look at it then. Look into it and see it. Oh, Mark, would you like to look at that?
Look at what?
Look at the possibility, how to do a decent PowerPoint type of application, as well as being able to, you know, do it for other reasons, such as...
Don't we have people that work here that take care of the mics and that screen and the other things?
Yeah. I think it's also time that we possibly upgrade from our mics and stuff like that.
You don't like these?
Pardon?
You don't like these?
I don't like them. It's the reason I have this today is because I keep forgetting I'm old now and I try to do things I shouldn't. I have a bad back. I put six windows in the other day.
Shame on you.
So...
You'd like me to look into seeing how we can use the screen with Zoom and PowerPoint.
Right.
Okay.
And whether or not it would be better to have something separate. As well as should we upgrade these mics and speakers and stuff like that? Just an improvement in it.
Okay.
Thank you. Carol, you and I talked about the kitchen at one point. Are you still interested in looking at that?
Yeah. You okay. Tell me what you want me to do and I'll look into it.
I would like you to just, again, we're doing stage one. Look at it, see what you think needs to be upgraded. Maybe nothing needs to be upgraded, but I've heard people say, boy, I wish we had better this and that. So.
No problem.
No problem.
Bruce Crabb, 442 Neighborly Court. Before Sheree was manager, we had a manager named Mike. He did an excellent job. He was only here for a short period of time, and he had a stroke. But he presented everything in a PowerPoint right up there. All okay. His work was presented. Everything was up there. We could see it.
Okay, that's great.
But we got to have somebody to know what they're doing to do it, right? Okay, I didn't know about it. I don't know anything about it. So okay. Is there somebody in-house?
Diane knows.
Diane, you know? Do you know? Yes. So we could come to you and ask you to give us some help to present something. Right? Okay.
Okay. Well, that's basically what I have that I'd like to address. And I think what I really now would like you people to come on up, say what you need to say. Try to keep it positive. We're looking for, is there other problems that we're not seeing? And maybe we can address them. So who would like to be first? You're down in public. As I stated earlier, this was not going to be a one that would be following the pattern on this meeting. Please.
Brian Bodo, 1000 Little Court. I noticed that there's a lot of things that are being done, which is most appreciated. And I know there's a lot of stuff in the park that's been addressed through the office, but you never see a result. So I don't know if there's a way or a mechanism to have a list of things to do, and this is where we're at with it. Otherwise, you got people saying, oh, they threw my recommendation away. So to stop something like that, if we had a list of what are we doing in the park, who's turned in all these issues, and what the results is of each of the issues.
That's called a tickle list, and I'm making one for myself, and I'm also making one for Sheree, which will require me and her to report on them. I hope. Ma'am?
Karen Carrera, 181 Holiday. Going back to the COVID and the close down of the hall.
Okay.
I myself, and I know a lot of residents, was upset because we weren't notified. It was like it went around the park like wildfire. What happened? Why is it closed? It's so abrupt.
Yep.
In Massachusetts, our school system has a thing where they do a robocall. And it's mainly since when the schools go in lockdown, they have to notify the parents immediately.
Right.
And it's one call that'll go out to 500 homes just like this. Yeah. And I think that's something we need, not only for COVID, but hurricane season, tornadoes,
right. You
know, an intruder in the park that doesn't belong here. There's so many things that we could benefit by that. And to me, it sounds simple to me. I don't know how much you have to go into it with the phone company or whatever, but I think that would solve a lot of problems. I know we got the new marquee. and the electronics, but you're only going to see it if you go out the park.
That's correct.
Not everybody does email or texting, yep. But everybody has a telephone.
Yeah. Well, it's one of the things that I'm waiting for Sheree to get back. It has to be addressed. I got an email actually it was on Facebook Living or whatever they call it. My I don't look at it. My wife says, "Hey, Rick, look at this," and I obey.
Smart man.
Yeah, not bad for a couple kids that eloped 57 years ago, huh? And I agree that we have to have something. I had nothing. I had no. Nobody knew how to do it through the marquee, which, as you stated, you got to go out the door before you'd find it. I did what I felt was necessary for your safety, and I live by it.
Yeah, so, I think that should be a priority. Yeah. I really do. On this board, I think communication is your most important thing,
and I
think this park is lacking it a lot.
And that's one of the things Sheree and I were going to work on as soon as she's back and feels it. Just so you know, I've told Sheree she needs, I didn't tell her. I asked her to make sure she got a positive or a negative result and that she came in with a note from her doctor that said she is free and clear and is capable of returning. I will see the note. Okay? Because I got a hunch somebody back there was going to ask that.
I know that there's been a suggestion by Mr. Little, and I don't see him here tonight, but he had talked about doing like blast emails.
Yeah.
That's a good idea, except for, unfortunately, we do have some residents that don't do email.
Yeah.
They have no idea how to use a computer, let alone how to sometimes even turn on a cell phone if they're not comfortable with cell phones. I think the robocall system would be a great idea, and I think we probably could find a way to work that into the park.
Mm-hmm. Mark, you want to? Okay. Ma'am? I'm going to call you ma'am and sir because, you know, I call my wife Tootsie because I can't remember her name. I even named a daughter after her, and I still can't remember her name.
Poor thing. Sharon Schmidt, 1055 Sunflower. Okay, a couple things. The robocall, I thought, was an excellent idea.
Yeah.
I was thinking those of us, and a lot of us here in the park, do check in on Facebook. Facebook Holiday Park Living would probably be a good one because even if you don't look at it, but you said your wife does.
Yeah.
So we all know somebody that would probably check in there on a regular basis. I do every morning. And we could pass it on from that point until we come up with a better solution.
And I did ask Karen Foote to put it on, and it was on.
Okay, good. The other thing was, I'm not being controversial here, folks.
That's okay. Say what you want.
But if I'm not mistaken, we're supposed to have 9 members. And it looks like we're 1 short.
The only time, according to what I understand of the special district, which we are, we have to have 9 for the first vote. Uh-huh. After that, we ideally want 9 members. But we as long as I believe it's 7 that we have to have.
7.
All right, so we do actually officially have.
We'd be happy to have somebody put a letter of intent in.
Because I was of the impression that someone did volunteer for that position. And I have no idea where that went, and it's not my place to
somebody question. Did, and the board decided that it wasn't a good fit.
Okay.
Last
thing, and then I'll get out of your hair. With respect to COVID, I'm sorry, Carol, I really need to... I really need to go there. When it comes to COVID, okay, folks, if you test positive, let people know. Don't let it go around as a rumor.
I agree.
Okay, because if people know, they'll get tested to find out where they stand, and it protects them as well as everyone else around them. So please, if you come up positive, please let us know. We don't have to spread it around as a rumor.
No.
Okay, thank you.
No, you're welcome. Thank you.
Am I able to speak?
Sheree's up there trying to talk to you.
Are you all hearing me?
Is that a yes or a no?
We can hear you, Sheree.
All right. I apologize. I'm at a total disadvantage. A lot of the issues that are being discussed this evening, we are dealing with. We are aware. I feel, again, at a disadvantage. Sharon, thank you so much. And yes, if anyone has been in contact with someone who has tested positive, please take the precautionary measures and get tested and share. You know, this is something that we all need to deal with as a community. Number one, I have COVID. I'm a week out. I'm waiting for my results from the medical facilities, not a home test. And as soon as I'm up and ready, I'm going to come back not fighting literally, but you know what I'm saying? Very frustrating this evening. A lot of issues that were discussed. Yes, they are in the works. Again, I just feel like I haven't been able to share a lot of these things. So just be patient with the office right now. Give us another couple of days. And all these things that were discussed are being addressed. And thank you, and everyone be safe.
Take care.
Thank you.
Mary Quirk, 379 Holiday Park. I would like to see police presence in and out of this park for a while, be it the neighborhood watch at different times during the day, during the evening. I got woken up at midnight one night with a golf cart racing through the green area and the lights in my bedroom. Yeah, well, if we had gone out, he would have been a sorry duck, let me tell you. So, but people are getting things stolen around here too, and there are people in the park that really don't belong in here. So we need a police presence in and out at different times. Sheree said that she would look into maybe the neighborhood watch, but not the same time every day and night.
Right. The problem, if we ask, if as I understand it now, and I haven't by any means looked in it in deep detail, but as I was explained to me, if we ask the police to come in to like catch speeders or that on a regular basis, they're going to own our roads, basically.
No.
And no?
No, no. But, they do not own the roads. Those are owned by Holiday Park. They have no rights. The only thing they can actually, believe it or not, institute is pet poop. I know it sounds crazy, but if you call the authorities in because it's in an environmental issue, if you catch them, they can enforce that. So far as the speed limit and so forth, that is determined by Holiday Park.
I just think they should be riding around, say, 11 o'clock, midnight, when things are going around and everybody's tucked away in their beds.
That is an option, Mary. And we encourage, they are looking for volunteers within the community as well to join the Palm Bay PD to be a, believe it or not, yes, to be a neighborhood watch guy. They give you a car and you can drive around. However, we did have that a few years ago and it was effective. And like you said, it was random. It wasn't the same time every night. So it's worth looking into again. It seems obviously you're concerned something happened New Year's Eve. So whether it be an isolated incident, it's worth checking into. So
I thought you said they had a neighborhood watch that could come in.
They do.
Okay.
They
That's
do.
All I'm asking.
Okay. Well, when she's back and feeling better, I'll sit with her because I think it's a good thought.
So don't I.
You know, if we could do something.
Just check.
And we have a very nice.
I'm up a lot during the night because of various pains. And I see a lot of stuff going on, animals and all this sort of stuff.
Well, there wasn't an animal driving the golf cart, trust me.
No, it wasn't. I'm sure it wasn't.
Well,
but he wasn't by my house either.
Mary, what were you drinking that night?
I will tell you that people are out walking around 2 and 3 o'clock in the morning because I don't go to bed till 3. So I'm telling you, they are out walking around.
Well, that's their prerogative, Kay. We can't.
Sorry.
You know, no, that's their prerogative. However, if they're looking for trouble, that certainly isn't a good thing. This is why, again, we should have the neighborhood watch folks come in and do it for a while and see how that works for us.
Go ahead.
Becky Ernest, 205 Braille Circle. I would just like to make the board aware that HPPOA is having a meet and greet on Sunday, January 30th, and we may even be having it outside. It's just a lot of things to take into consideration. But it would be nice if somebody from the trustees could be at that meet and greet session for new homeowners to get to know what the trustees do and why and that kind of thing. So I'd like to, maybe you can assign somebody that detail.
Anybody going to
bother? What time was it?
Sunday, January the 30th. It's from 2 to 4. Maybe a couple of people.
I'll be there, and maybe somebody else will join us, or how many?
I would love to attend as well.
Are there cookies?
Pardon me?
Is there cookies there?
I don't think so, especially if it's outside.
I like the outside.
Cookies, you probably get more.
Sounds wonderful.
I would also like to say that we are having our spaghetti dinner. We are also going to allow people, if they are uncomfortable with coming in, we still need to pay the band, and there are people that will come for the dance and so forth. But if there are people that are uncomfortable with that, we are doing takeout dinners. The cost is the same. They'll be able to pick up their dinners between 4:30 and 5. And you need a ticket to be at the... You can't buy a ticket that night. You have to get the ticket, and tickets are being sold the 13th, 18th, 20th, and 25th.
Becky, what I'd like to ask you is, please, can you give that to the office in writing so that we are able to give the correct information when asked?
It's on the bulletin board.
Okay, very good. I wasn't aware of that. So
I just posted it tonight.
All right. Thank you.
There's a price difference if they're
not
a member?
No, it's the same price because we've got to go out and buy containers and a lot of other stuff, and we still have to pay the band.
Yes,
so how much? True.
It's $12 for members, $15 for non-members.
Okay.
And I would like to ask, for Holiday Park Living, I would like everybody to please take a breath. Write something, don't send it right away, go back and look at it, and if you still want to send it, send it. But we need to be kind to each other. We need to be respectful. The stuff that's coming across on Holiday Park Living right now is just
deplorable.
It's not necessary.
Right.
So thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Becky.
Bruce, you're holding your head again. You got a headache? Am I giving you one?
When's the next pancake breakfast? February. Thank you very much. Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
Any more comments?
Yes, just one more. I just wanted to tell you that I was babysitting my neighbor's dog for a week while he went up north for Christmas. And I was probably the one who was walking the street at all hours of the night taking that dog out to go to bed.
You must train your dog.
If I knew it was you, I'd open the door and yelled at you.
I could have used some conversation, except get off the sidewalk. Get on the grass. Don't get on the grass.
My God.
Is this trustee
as long as you had a bag with you and picked up behind you, we don't care.
Any
more comments?
I would like to interject something. I had my test today, and it's a clinical test with the official doctor's office. I will know between 24 and 48 hours when I'm able to return back to work. Let's pray that it's negative. I've been 7 days. So let's, I just want everyone to be aware of where I am. I will not return until I get a complete negative test result. Thank you.
I'm sure of that. And it's on. Close your ears for a second. I want to tell you about my oldest daughter. This stuff is not to joke around with. This was a young 50-some-year-old woman who loved life, had a great husband, still does. But they were outdoors. They did everything. Before the virus or the vaccinations that she could get it, she got COVID. And this poor woman, sometimes she goes out in the sun and she says, "Dad, it's like I'm being sunburned from the moment I go out." And this, she got it back in December of, January of 20, just before the vaccination. Sometimes she can't work. Sometimes she can't, comes home from work. She can't take care of her family. It's just, it's a terrible, terrible thing. She's gone through heart issues. She's gone through lung issues. She's had 4 weeks or, 4 weeks of vertigo. Don't mess around. I'm not asking you to get the vaccination, but if you know somebody has it, stay away from them. And it's their right not to get the shot, but they have an obligation. And that is, their obligation is to tell you, "I've never been vaccinated. Can I come in your house?" Then you make the decision whether you're going to let them or not. And Rick, that, unfortunately, is the part that's not happening.
I've been vaccinated. I'm a breakthrough.
And that's my story. So
I'm a breakthrough. I've been vaccinated. I just want everybody to be aware of that. And I apologize for interrupting.
Oh, she was.
And I don't mean to be on a soap opera, but I just, you know, it's a
shots,
horrible
but
disease.
She still got it.
Correct.
Okay. Thank you. Anything else anybody wants to bring up? Otherwise,
Trustee comments. All right. I have a comment. The woman that got up and asked about there not being a full board. Not having a full board. You made a comment and said, "We didn't feel a good fit." I'm not part of that we.
Okay.
I've heard board members say before, "Please put in letters of intent to serve on this board." I've seen several people put in letters of intent and continually get refused the opportunity to serve this community. I don't know exactly what these people might have done, but I think we're old enough that we can agree to disagree on things, but still work together.
Yeah.
And I think we should reconsider that person that has put in the letters of intent and give her a chance. If it doesn't work out, we still have the power to remove her from the board. Or him. But I think it's a disservice to the public to not allow somebody that has done this at least 3 times not to afford them the opportunity to serve. One more comment.
Okay.
A comment from Gary after he got on the board, or in his letter of intent, he said, "It's very important that residents have full representation on the board of trustees."
That's true. But
I
voted against that person, and I'm going to tell you why. I have nothing against her. But when 13 residents come up, and several of them been on committees with that person, and say she causes nothing but problems in those committees, please don't vote for her. I'm going to do what the resident asked me to do. I would like to have seen her here in a one way. I mean, as you said, we need 9 people, and I don't have a problem with a little controversy.
I was asked in the Meet the Public.
Well, you know, people can put in their.
Wait a minute. Candidate was asked.
Got the floor.
Would you work with the board? And to a person, every single person said yes. But I've seen several times now when it's up to the board to approve somebody that has put in a letter of intent, the board is not willing to work with a specific person. I just think that's wrong. That's just my opinion.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think a letter of intent signifies that you're, you know, of good character and you're going to fit well with
the
board.
Jerry, can you take your mask off, babe? I can't understand you. I apologize.
I don't think because somebody puts in a letter of intent that it automatically means they should be voted on the board. I just don't think so. I mean, some people, we can't make it part of their application. Some people are alcoholics. Some people use drugs. Some people have bad attitudes. I don't want to be a part of that person on the board. We got business to conduct and don't need the aggravation that they might cause. So therefore, just because they put on an application doesn't necessarily mean support them.
Just so you know, I'm one of those people.
You are not.
I am an alcoholic.
Okay, but you treat me okay.
I'm
Mark.
Just letting you know.
And I'm just using that as a suggestion.
That's just what we need.
Ma'am. I feel like some alcohol
tonight. Eventually you'll learn my name.
Sharon Schmidt, 1055 Sunflower. Thank you for your thoughts, Terry.
You're welcome.
And also for you. I appreciate it. However, I do feel that persons attitude sometimes should not necessarily be a factor. Maybe that person should be given an opportunity. If it turns out that that person is hostile or really gives you a hard time, you have as you have the opportunity to have them step down. Give whoever would like to try for that seat a chance. That's all. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I agree with Mark. Would Ms. Regas be a perfect fit for the board? Maybe not, but then again, maybe. I can't speak on behalf of her, but I can speak on behalf of myself. We have asked numerous times to have residents step up to the plate and be a part of this board so that we could function on behalf of the park.
Well, she's your friend.
And she has definitely stepped up and spoke her mind many, 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 God forgive me for many times. And I don't always agree with everything that she has to say. But what I do have to agree is that she wants to work on behalf of the park for what she believes is right. It may not be what I think is right, and it may not be what you think is right, but it's what she thinks is right. And like Mr. Boda just said, as board members, I think we can all agree that sometimes we're going to disagree. And that's the purpose of having 9 seats, so that we don't have 8 people going 4 yes, 4 no, and never getting anything accomplished. That extra vote, like the Supreme Court, gives you that tiebreaker so that you can move forward with proper decisions and proper actions for the board. I really think that maybe we should consider giving her a chance. If she falls on her face, then she falls on her face. But as a board, we have the right to ask her then to step down, just as we have the right to ask anyone to step down. And I think we should reconsider it, perhaps, and give her a chance. I agree with Mr. Boda's thoughts. I understand that we don't like everybody. I know that feeling. I'm not always liked either because I'm outspoken. But sometimes being outspoken is what you have to be in order to accomplish your goals, to make things right for everybody.
Yep. Thank you, Carol. Okay. Any more comments from the public? Any more comments from the trustees? Can we get a motion to adjourn?
I make a motion to adjourn.
I'm sorry. Were we going to do an ACC report this evening? It's on the agenda.
They didn't have a meeting.
No.
Did they not have one?
Ron, do you have something you wish to add?
They usually do it on the second meeting.
They didn't meet, did they?
No, they did.
No, he's down there.
They canceled the
ACC, yeah. Do they give a report?
He just wants to get closer to the door.
I haven't got a lot for you tonight, but I would like to thank the people that came down from their seasonal people. And they've been calling us and saying, hey, we're down here. We're working on our write-ups, and we're getting them done. And we're going to start going out before long and checking up on them again. And also, if you have a contractor coming to your house to work, make sure they don't start before 8 o'clock in the morning. Yeah. And they're done at 5 o'clock at night, and they don't work on Sunday. And it's not just the ACC's board responsibility. It's the homeowner who has a contractor coming in to make sure that they don't start before 8. And that's really all I got for you tonight.
Yeah, I forgot to bring that up. I did get a call, and I did tell the people that you do a lot of work in here. Don't start before 8. I did tell them that they can sit there at 5 of in their trucks.
Yeah, we just don't want them, you know.
Right.
You know, we're all older people, and, you know, we kind of like to sleep in the morning once in a while, and you're up there with their ear nailers and stuff doing roofs. It's kind of annoying, so.
Yeah.
And whatever they're having done, as long as it's on the outside of the house, you got to wait till at least 8 o'clock. So.
Yeah.
That's all I got.
All right. Thank you.
Hey, may I? Yes. For next meeting, I'd like to put on the agenda. Can you hear me? Larry Jones had a lot of damage done to his siding from the people with lawn. And he's done filled out different papers different times, but he still hadn't had it taken care of. So he would like to have check in on it and see what's going on. And then also, I know Sheree and I know Carol and I have been working on the swimming pool, trying to start getting things for the history of it to see how it can be fixed or to put a new one in. I know that's what the plans were. And to put a ramp in so that would be easier for people to get in and out of. We talked about a chairlift, but I know that this is something that it's going to take a couple of years for us to get everything done, but this is what we're working on. So.
Well, we do have to have that pool become ADA compliant.
Correct. One
of the things that, and all that takes is that swing chair. One of the part, my previous park, which was owned by a corporation, had a request and they told the lady no. Well, she filed a complaint and then proceeded to go home and pass away. And about 6 months later, ADA representatives came in. And not only did it cost them the whatever it was for the cost of that, they ended up having to do the bathrooms. They had to do the rec room and make everything ADA compliant. And they were foolish enough to put a ramp that went to the back door. ADA says, no, no, these people are as good as you and me. They ended up having to pull that ramp out. So now you know why I moved over here, because, boy, the rent was going to go up on that one. And we need to look into ADA, make sure that we can do something. As far as the ramp and stuff, that won't be addressed unless we do the whole pool.
Correct. But let you know that we are still working on it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Motion for adjournment.
Second motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. Terrible thing.
Bush.
Officer Smith, thank you.
Hey, Becky.
Oh. 48 years old. He was vaccinated.
You made it.
I didn't mean it. I tried. But really a little bit I'm still in shock.
See you in the morning. Hey, lady.
Well,
Larry Jones. Okay.
Yesterday was the anniversary of my husband dying as well. And yeah.
Every time I think of her, he says, okay, I'm telling you. They won't be.